This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There was another sign in all that jobs data suggesting the labor market could be cooling a little faster than it appears. And it is in an arcane, not much talked about number. I know I'm really selling this, but bear with me. It is called the diffusion index. It's a number that measures how widespread changes in the labor market are, which is important because, for example, if one industry does really well or really bad, that can skew the overall picture. You would want to know if a lot of industries are doing well or doing badly. Marketplace's Justin Ho took a look and has this report.
To calculate its diffusion index, the Labor Department breaks the economy up into 256 industries. The index is basically the percentage of them that are adding jobs. So if it's over 50, more industries are hiring than letting people go. In November, it was 63.5. Betsy Stevenson, an economics professor at the University of Michigan, says the index tells us whether the economy is growing evenly.
So are all industries growing or only a few industries growing?
For instance, when the pandemic started, the diffusion index crashed to the single digits. But when the economy started coming back online, it shot up into the 70s.
More industries than normal were hiring, so the gains were happening in a much more diffuse way. That's why we call it a diffusion index.
The index is still averaging higher than it did before the pandemic. Michael Puglisi, an economist at Wells Fargo, says that's because a lot of industries are still trying to hire.
It has been some industries playing catch up, right? Other ones that have seen surging demand since the pandemic began, and they're seeing outright growth relative to where they were before COVID.
But in the last year, the index has been trending down. Puglisi says that's because other industries aren't seeing that surging demand anymore, so they're shedding jobs. Last month, for example,
retail trade employment was down a little bit. Transportation and warehousing was down a little bit. That's been a really hot one for the better part of this pandemic.
The diffusion index is still above its average over the 10 years before the pandemic, says Kathy Bosjancic, chief U.S. economist at Nationwide.
So we probably still have a ways to go for that diffusion index to decline.
Bosjancic says it's likely that the index will keep declining.
Down the pike, new orders are slowing, and companies have to start to prepare for the prospect of recession.
If the diffusion index ends up heading down towards 50, Bosjancic says that might mean a recession is coming. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.